All right, welcome in. It is Padres Social Hours. We broadcast live from the Western Metal Supply Building. Randy Jones is here. I'm Jordan Kruth. We're getting ready for Giants and Padres here at Petco Park.
Yeah, we got a game. Let's go.
Let's go. That's our man.
What time did they
7:10.
7:10 is the first pitch.
Very first pitch.
Can I throw the first pitch tonight?
No.
We've seen that. We have video of that.
You've done that.
Speaking of Petco Park, Bill Walton is here. Bill Walton, welcome in.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world, Jordan. Nice to see you wearing the Aztec shirt. But I'm here today to talk about basketball and the great event that we're going to be having right here at Petco Park on December 5th, Saturday, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We're going to be playing a basketball game on the field at Petco Park between the San Diego State Aztecs and the USG Toreros.
That's going to be incredible, but you know what you got to tell me about the Bill Walton Basketball Festival.
That's what we're doing.
The prior days, the days. That's right. November 30th, though.
Right. Well, we're going to have the whole week, Randy. I mean, we just started the show here. We can't, like, just spill the whole thing right out at the beginning.
What, do you think you're going to be here the whole hour, Bill?
Well, I'm not.
No.
Really?
No, we got to go.
This is a dream come true for me to be sitting on your couch here. Where's your dog?
Yeah.
Hey. I love when you bring your dog
down. I tell you what, next time.
What's that dog's name again?
RJ.
RJ.
Kept it original.
The creative mind of R. Randy Jones. That's what it. Could be better? But anyway, the Bill Walton Festival of Life, Basketball Festival of Life, is going to be here in San Diego, my hometown, and we're going to be just doing stuff all week long. And this is really a spectacular opportunity for me. And I'm just so lucky and privileged and honored and humbled to do this. Always a little uncomfortable, Randy, when they put your name on the thing. But
right.
I'm a volunteer here, and so I'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. Because basketball in this city is just, it has given me the greatest life ever. And for me to be able to come back and be a part of this and to all the different things that are going to go on, because there's going to be educational seminars, there's going to be programs for the children, there's going to be tons of games that are going to be going on. It's going to be an all-encompassing series of programs that just address everything. And there will be programs for the children, there will be music, there will be concerts, and there will be seminars and programs, and we're just going to have a grand time.
Ah, that's awesome. I'm really excited.
And tickets go on sale tomorrow morning.
That's right.
10 a.m., 18,000 seats. You got to get them early because the Aztecs and the Toreros, when they play, those tickets just get scooped up right away.
And also the first basketball game ever here at Petco Park. Come on, that's
well,
exciting.
Well, look at how many great things happen right here.
I agree.
And the baseball, how fun that is, but the concerts and what Ron Fowler and Mike D and the Padres and the city have been able to come up with as Petco as a true complete entertainment venue here to just do everything. And you and I, we both come here all the time to do the corporate presentations here and all the suites around and just all the business that goes down here, and it's just fantastic. And then the ancillary stuff that goes around and the park in the park and all the restaurants and all the lounges and all the bars and all the just beautiful people walking around all the time.
Absolutely.
And
amazing.
We get to do it in our hometown. What more could you ask for?
So the basketball court is going to be there the whole week. So you're going to have the whole week leading up to the big game, San Diego State and USD.
That's the penultimate game at the beginning, at the end, Jordan.
Correct.
2 o'clock on Saturday, December 5th. Tickets on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Yeah.
What is it like for you to see a basketball court inside a baseball stadium?
Perfect.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
We have a picture of it.
There it is.
Well,
that's going to be great.
So the court's going to go from home plate down to the third baseline. They'll bring in seats on where the pitcher's mound.
Look, they played tennis here. Come on.
That's true.
They had the Rolling Stones here. I was here. They had Paul McCartney. I was here. They had Taylor Swift. I was going to be here, but I had to be out of town on business. Oh, man. It was just fantastic.
You missed out on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I love the music, and I'm trying my darndest just to get a great concert for right after the big game on the
field. Really?
Oh, yeah. We just bring out some drums, bring out some singers, some guitar players, some piano players, some dancing girls.
If anybody can do this, Bill Walton can do it.
Yeah, if it was up to you, who would you bring in there? I mean, if it was completely up to you.
Well, somebody who can set up quickly, get right to it, and put on a great dance concert. And there's a lot of musicians that can do that.
Yeah,
it's going to be fantastic.
Ah, Bill. Well, I think it's awesome. You lend your name to something like this and how special that is.
But just think for a minute, Randy, you know, when you were a child growing up there in Brea, in Orange County there, and you had your dreams, and you were watching all these guys who were just your heroes.
That's right.
We're relatively the same age. You're a bit older than me. I can tell just by looking at you.
I'll listen to you.
No, it's all good. But to see what sports means to the community and how it brings us all together. And, it's the ultimate front porch in life, to where we can put our differences aside and we can just come and figure things out how we're going to get better, and to use sports athletics to make a better life for all of us. And then the fact that the Padres are the masters at combining sports and business. And then we have this most beautiful city in the world right here. And to be able to witness over my 62 years now how this city has grown, and to be able to still ride my bike all around the town and just to see everybody and to see the joy and the happiness and everybody coming to Petco Park all the time. Let's just go down and have some fun. And now we get to come down and play some basketball.
That's exciting.
How many other cities get to take an indoor sport outdoors in December? Not many.
All the venues we've had here, whether it be tennis, now basketball, everything that we've done, the concerts, unreal.
But, Jordan, what will happen ultimately is that people will see the remarkable success that this Festival of Life will become. Because this is not just a one-off deal. The plan is to just do it every single year and bring in other teams, hopefully work it to a doubleheader, and just make it better and better. And then when the other venues in the other cities see how successful and how productive it is in terms of making the community more involved, giving opportunities for children, the economic benefits, the inspiration that the sports will mean to the young people growing up, and the value of sports in their lives, the other cities are going to copy it and steal it.
Sure.
But that's the way life works, and it's all good.
And you hope they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's a win. I love that. Anytime you get that, you got a good deal.
But there's no place like Petco Park. There's no place like San Diego.
I know Petco Park wasn't around when you were playing at UCLA, but this must be pretty nice for the college players to know that they're going to come to a ballpark.
So my mom came to San Diego in 1940 when she was 13 years old. And Lane Field, she came from Brooklyn, and so she was a Dodger fan. And so Lane Field was the place to go for my mom. And then when I was a boy growing up in La Mesa, Westgate Park, where Fashion Valley is today, and I used to ride my bike down Friars Road, or before they built the freeways, and you just come right down Mission Valley through all the cornfields and all the dairy farms, and then you just go right over to out to Westgate Park and go in and see Chico Ruiz and Tony Perez, and it was just fantastic, and I had so much fun, and I got so many foul balls, and I would to be able to come here today and sit on the couch next to Randy and take RJ's spot, right, and to be able to get a baseball from Randy Jones, how fantastic is that? Can we get some barbecue today or not?
We can. I can handle it.
There is some stuff here. There's food here.
I know a guy.
You know, guy? Oh, good.
I'll take care of you.
Okay.
He's got his autographed bottle of barbecue sauce right behind him.
Fantastic. There it is.
I love the sauce. I love Randy Jones.
I'll tell you what.
I love baseball.
Bill, you know
what?
I was
a terrible baseball player, though. Jeez.
Too big of strikes on
Well, man.
I'd love to pitch to you.
That curveball that comes at your head, right, and then drops in for a strike, I didn't like that one
you
at all.
On no, that
I,
one.
Oh, yes, I bailed out quickly.
Yeah. Well, it's a very exciting event, Bill.
That's great.
We're looking
Jordan.
Forward to it. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. And it should
10
be
o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. You got to be there early.
Very early. And like you said, tickets will go fast.
Oh, it's sell out immediately. There's going to be 18,000 fixed seats, but we're going to fill this place up.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be incredible how exciting it is, and to see what the schools are going to do. Because I love the startup world, and that's all the college students, and how they come in and they got the big dreams, and they're just going to come. And what we see every game at San Diego State with Steve Fisher and Jim Stark, the great athletic director there, and the business of sports that San Diego State has become. I mean, this is the flagship basketball program west of Lexington, Kentucky.
But you know what I like, though? It's not just one day. It's not the 5th. It's 5 days.
It's all
days
day long,
no,
yeah.
We're going to be bringing all the children in.
We're going to be bringing all the children in from all over town, and all the business community will get involved here. We'll be having the events and all different kinds of events. Everything's in the planning stages. Everything's on the table, and we're coming up with every possible idea just to make this the greatest thing ever.
Awesome.
And I'm just proud and honored, privileged and humbled to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's a great partnership.
Thanks, Bill. That's
very
awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Now, do you get to wear that San Diego State shirt every day?
Every single day I could. I do not, though.
You do not. You wash it every now and again.
I have to.
Okay, so what about the USD people? Aren't they going to call in and complain like crazy?
I would hope not. We're talking about them. USD,
well, I know, but you're not wearing their shirt.
Well, I told you. You got to scholarship the shirt.
Really?
Give Jordan a shirt. Might see it.
I've got a nice USD shirt at home.
There it is.
That was the USD back in the mid-1960s, that was the first time I ever met John Wooden. I was just a very young player, and he had no idea who I was. But my first coach, Rocky, who was a San Diego native, Sweetwater High School, San Diego City fireman, chief of engine company number 10 out there in East San Diego, he arranged for me to go to this clinic that Coach Wooden and Bill Sharman and Rudy LaRusso all put on at USD, and I got to
meet. How about that?
Oh, fantastic, yes. Wow. Oh, well, look, I used to have red hair. I used to have hair. Oh, my gosh.
Is that the first thing you think of when seeing these pictures?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen
these in
a while. Oh, Coach Wooden, yes.
That's great.
He didn't like to wear the tie-dyes himself, no, but I do.
No?
I've got to get Mike D to make me a tie-dye shirt like this at Padres all over.
Might be able to arrange it.
Yeah, that's a great idea, tie-dye Padres jersey.
Well, because that way when I eat all my Randy Jones barbecue and have the barbecue sauce, you can't tell.
You won't be able to
spill. You know, because I had to stop. I have this very nice jersey from when I was most fortunate to throw out the first pitch, which took me three times to get it across.
We have that video
if you
want to see it. Here it is.
I was here, yeah.
And so the first
one, oh, my gosh.
It's not that bad.
That hurt.
Oh, man. That's just terrible. Come on.
The catcher,
he always tries to get me to give it up right away. But until I get it over, I'm going to stay out there.
Good job.
Even in there with the lineups at the end.
Well, I don't throw the ball anymore. You know, after all my surgeries, I just ride my bike. And I just try to keep real straight and just
make sure
I keep going. But I'm doing fantastic, and to be able to come down here and be part of the Padres social hour.
You fit right in with the socks.
Yeah, the socks are good.
Yeah,
socks are very good. I like the colors.
Yeah, rainbow.
And the tie-dye with the logo for this.
All-inclusive. Here we go.
Well, Bill, we appreciate you coming by.
You throwing me out of here now?
Yeah,
you can stay the whole hour. We can just stay with the couch right now. I feel like I'm the one that needs to leave.
I'm starving. San Francisco tonight, right?
Yeah, the Giants
game.
Are here.
Okay.
Bruce Bochy and his squad.
Yeah. And how do the fans treat Bruce Bochy here?
Oh, they're nice to him.
They're nice.
You know, they like him a lot better after we beat him. When we beat him, they like him a lot.
San Diego fans are awesome.
I love
them. They're just so great. They love our Padres.
Our Padres.
They love San Diego. They're like me. It's just fantastic.
Bill Walker, one of a kind, man.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I know Randy Jones.
I love you.
Barbecue.
Good man.
Man, what's the best stand? Or are they all good?
They're all good.
They're all good. As long as it's got your name on it, I know it's quality.
Got good employees. Everybody does a great job.
Nothing like Petco Park.
That's it, baby.
Here we go. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, San Diego.
Love to have you. I look forward to doing this basketball festival.
Yeah.
I'm going to be down checking it out.
You're going to come as my guest, right?
I'm going to be here.
And then maybe you and I can have a little show. I love it. Yeah, we'll have a little show about the game.
Yeah, Seth, can we do a show during that?
Definitely, I'm in.
He's in. We're in.
I'm in.
We'll do a social hour
on this couch?
That. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to that.
We'll bring a Bill Walton bobblehead down here, and we'll put it right on.
Right next to mine.
I got one. I'll put it on there.
Is it taller than mine?
Yes, it is.
Ah, dang it. I should have known.
That's probably a very tall bobblehead.
I am a bobblehead.
I love you, buddy.
All right. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks so much for talking about Petco Park, how great it is in December, San Diego State against USD. Petco Park will host its first college basketball game.
Look at the colors on the logo there.
That was
nice tie-dye. That's very cool. San Diego State, USD, Steve Fisher, Lamont Smith, Jim Sterk, Kai Snyder. It's just a seamless transition to perfection. It's just like the endless summer just keeps going. We'll be playing basketball here on December 5th outside. What could be better?
Can't beat that. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Padres.com/bball.
Look at that view right there.
Padres Social Hour. We'll be back after this.
That's from Petco Park.